The Sacred Connection, Exploring the Covenant of Water. Chapter 1. Summary of the book The Covenant of Water. The Covenant of Water, by Abraham Verghese, is a novel that follows the lives of two doctors, Marion and Shiva Stone, who are twins born to a nun at a mission hospital in Ethiopia. The story explores their struggles and triumphs as they navigate their personal and professional lives in Africa and America. As Marion and Shiva grow up, they are separated by circumstances, but their bond remains strong. Marion becomes a surgeon while Shiva becomes a brilliant gynecologist. The novel delves into their complex relationships with their peers, mentors, and lovers as they confront ethical dilemmas, make difficult decisions, and grapple with personal demons. Through their experiences, Verghese explores themes of family, identity, commitment, and the impact of one's choices on others. The novel is rich in detail, capturing the sights, sounds, and emotions of the settings in which the characters find themselves. Ultimately, The Covenant of Water is a poignant and beautifully written tale of love, sacrifice, and the enduring power of the human spirit. Chapter 2. The Meaning of the Book The Covenant of Water. The Covenant of Water, by Abraham Verghese, is a novel that explores the themes of family, identity, and belonging through the story of a young man named Thomas Stone. The title of the book refers to the metaphorical covenant that exists between humans and water, symbolizing the interconnectedness of all living things and the importance of preserving the environment. Through Thomas's journey of self-discovery and reconciliation with his past, Verghese delves into complex issues of heritage, culture, and the choices we make that shape our lives. Ultimately, The Covenant of Water is a poignant and thought-provoking exploration of the ties that bind us to our past and the ways in which we can find renewal and redemption in the present. Chapter 3. The Book The Covenant of Water Chapters. Chapter 1. In the first chapter of The Covenant of Water, we are introduced to the protagonist, a young boy named Thomas, who lives in a small village in Kerala, India. Thomas is fascinated by water and spends much of his time by the river, observing its beauty and power. Chapter 2. As Thomas grows older, he becomes more intrigued by the spiritual and cleansing properties of water. He begins to develop a deep connection with the river and sees it as a source of healing and renewal. This chapter explores Thomas's evolving relationship with water and how it shapes his worldview. Chapter 3. Thomas's understanding of water deepens as he learns about its significance in various religious and cultural traditions. He explores different rituals and practices involving water, gaining a greater appreciation for its sacred nature. Chapter 4. Thomas's life takes a dramatic turn when a devastating flood strikes his village, causing widespread destruction and loss of life. As the community struggles to rebuild and recover, Thomas realizes the true power and importance of water in both its life-giving and destructive capacities. Chapter 5. In the final chapter, Thomas reflects on the lessons he has learned from his experiences with water. He comes to understand that water is not just a physical element, but a symbol of life, resilience, and hope. Thomas finds peace and renewal in his connection with water, embracing its profound significance in his life. Chapter 4. 10 quotes from the book The Covenant of Water. 1. Water has the power to cleanse and renew, to bring life and to take it away. It is both a blessing and a curse, a source of sustenance and a force of destruction. 2. In the quiet depths of a still lake, we find reflection and clarity. In the rushing waters of a river, we find energy and movement. 3. The covenant of water is a sacred bond between humanity and the natural world, a reminder of our interconnectedness and dependence on the earth. 4. Just as water flows from the mountains to the oceans, so too does life flow from birth to death. We are but temporary vessels, carrying the precious gift of existence. 5. Water is a symbol of transformation, of rebirth and renewal. It quenches our thirst and cleanses our spirit, a universal source of healing and peace. 6. In the arid desert, water is a precious commodity, a scarce resource that must be carefully managed and preserved. We must respect its power and protect its purity. 7. The ebb and flow of the tides mirror the rhythms of our own lives, the constant cycle of creation and destruction. We are all part of the grand symphony of existence. 8. Water is a symbol of purity and clarity, a mirror of our own souls. It reveals the depths of our being, reflecting our innermost thoughts and emotions. 9. The covenant of water is a symbol of unity and peace, a reminder that we are all connected by the universal bond of life. We must cherish and protect this precious resource for future generations. 10. In the end, we are all just drops in the vast ocean of existence, carried along by the currents of time and space. We must surrender to the flow and trust in the wisdom of the waters.